One of America's most influential artists of the 20th century, Robert Henri was a charismatic leader, a rebel, a realist, and an innovator with a love for life and humankind. As an artist and teacher, his focus was the role art should play in reflecting the uniqueness of modern American society. He wanted to liberate art from current conservative rules and open it up to the innovative ideas of the young. He felt art should articulate the spirit of everyday people. He was impelled by a desire for integrity. Henri was the leader of a group of artists that later became known as the Ashcan School because they portrayed the lives of the less privileged in turn-of-the-century New York City. The subject of the painting, Eula B. Dix, was a friend and fellow artist. Henri preferred to paint people he knew or met on his travels rather than commissions from the wealthy. He also wanted to paint a bride, and Eula B. at that time met both criteria. It is one of two full-length portraits he painted of her. Why Henri asked to paint her is perhaps revealed by her facial expression. It is his perception of Eula B. that you see, particularly in the expressive painting of her eyes. What kind of marriage was this to be? Through her wedding attire, bold, dashing strokes of paint suggest fluid, rapid brushwork that lends a vitality and tactile quality to her tall, lean figure. Henri could paint for 18 hours at a stretch. Such was his energy and his enthusiasm for his subjects and for life. Eula B. had always wanted to own the painting, originally titled Young Woman in Wedding Gown, but the asking price of $5,000 in 1910 was too large a sum for her. The painting remained with Henri's estate until the Museum of Nebraska Art purchased it through New York's Chapelier Gallery in 1978. Connection to Nebraska. In 1873, Henri's father, John J. Cozad, moved his family to Nebraska, founding the town that bears his name. As a young man, John had been a professional gambler on the Mississippi River boats, later becoming successful in real estate and land development. In 1882, during an argument with a Frank Pearson, in which Pearson punched him, Cozad shot Pearson, who died several weeks later. Fearing retribution, the family relocated to Atlantic City, New Jersey, under assumed names.